I'm going to pick up where we left off a few weeks ago, dealing with the subject of the happiest of all men, the happiest of all men. And we're looking at various passages in the Psalms. We looked at Psalm 1 3 weeks ago, where we have the blessed is the man, or happy is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. For his delight is in what? The law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. I want to take you to another passage tonight as we go through. They all begin with the Hebrew word ashrei, which is the word for happy. All right? And of course, we know what the world considers to be happiness, which is a very shallow, sentimental, emotional response that we all experience. We're all emotional. We all have happy moments. We enjoy when we cut into that steak and put it in our mouth, and at that moment we're happy. But there's something deeper for the child of God. There's something much deeper for the child of God that brings happiness, and it's not on the plane of the horizontal, it's on the plane of the vertical. And that's behind this word ashrei. Now, there's another word that's often used in the Psalms. It's called Baruch, which is, we've heard of Barak, Baruch. It's the idea of blessed. But this word ashrei is the idea of happiness, is rooted in, and then it gives what follows. So I want us to turn over to Psalm 34 very quickly. I'm going to take you through a few of these in the few minutes that we have together of looking at what the Lord has said in His Word about what happiness really is. What happiness really is. Chapter 34, verse 8. Notice this, please. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Is that repeated in the New Testament? Yes, it is. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed, all right, ashrei, is the man that does what? Trusteth in Him. So our happiness is not only rooted in the sense that we avoid things that harm our spiritual life. We're rooted in His Word, but we find here that our happiness is linked to trusting in the Lord. So if happiness is absent in our lives, there's something going on there that says, maybe I'm not rooted like I should be in the things of the Lord. Maybe I'm trying to find my happiness somewhere else or in something else. The popular mantra, Psychology Today, had this huge article on happiness. And I read through it rather lengthy, and it was a PhD that had done a study on happiness and had narrowed it down. Let me just share. She found in her study, her name is Tiki Davis, Psychology Today, and she wrote that there's the energy seeker, the connection seeker, and the goal seeker. Three types of personalities related to those that are looking for happiness. The energy seeker is someone that values emotions like passion and excitement and enthusiasm and entertainment and confidence and feeling triumphant, exhilarated, or inspired. That's one type. Second one, the connection seeker. Connection seekers value love, connection, appreciation, or being secure. And then the third group is the goal seeker. The goal seekers value being productive, appreciated, satisfied, and sometimes secure, confident, or proud. So she said those are the three types of personalities in the world today. That's what she narrowed her study down to. And then she said this, turn your happiness definition into a map. Interesting that a map is finding your way, right? And that's the same language that's used in the Psalms. And the way is far different from what she's going to say in these next paragraphs. Whenever we want to accomplish anything, we benefit from creating a plan or a map to get there. That's true. The same is true for happiness. So once you know what happiness is and how you define happiness, you can start growing your own happiness. But as you go, be careful not to be too hard on yourself. We all struggle with from time to time, and we are happier if we can self-compassionate toward ourselves. Now, there's some psychological language. Self-compassionate toward yourselves. I don't know what that means, other than probably self-love, self-compassionate, all right? We really can increase our happiness one baby step at a time if we believe in ourselves. It's rooted where? Happiness is rooted where? What do you get from that? All right. For the believer, our happiness is rooted where? Christ. In Christ. It's in a person outside of ourselves. You watch a lot of these Christian movie type stuff, the mantra over and over again is follow your heart. Follow your heart. Follow your heart. Follow your heart. You'll never go wrong if you follow your heart, and that's exactly where you'll go wrong. We're to follow Christ. We're to follow His Word. Blessed, happy, verse 8, is the man who trusteth in Him. That's outside of ourselves. Let's go to another one, Psalm 84. Psalm 84, using the same word again, Ashrei. Look please at verses 5 and 6. Psalm 84, 5 and 6. Blessed. Well, actually, we can start at verse 4 because Ashrei is used there as well. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will still be praising thee. Selah. Meditate on that. Take a breath and soak that thought in. That's what Selah means in the Hebrew. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. So here we have these two words, Ashrei, happy, is the one who dwells in God's house. Blessed is the one who finds their strength outside of ourselves in Him. That's the picture that's given to us. In whose heart are the ways of them. Sounds very similar to Psalm 1, does it not? What we read there in that Psalm. One more very quickly here and we'll be done for this evening. Because I hope that you can understand and see this theme that is developed. The first two verses of Psalm 119 also use the word Ashrei. Not Baruch, but Ashrei. Happy are the undefiled in the way. That prepositional phrase, in the way, is referring to whose way? It would be God's way. All right? Who walk in the law of the Lord. That's explaining what the way is. Who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with what kind of heart? With a whole heart. Not a divided heart, but a whole heart. Happy. Happy is the man. Happy are they that keep His testimonies. Do you see the pattern in these verses? The way, the law, the words of God. These are the things outside of ourselves. In Christ, outside of ourselves, we find our happiness, Christian, not in this world. Though there are things that you will experience in this world that will bring some joy into your life. But they're just temporary things. I can't have the sensation every day of standing on top of a mountain looking out over a beautiful valley. I have stood in Columbus, Georgia, on top of one of the mountains there where FDR used to go when he came to Warm Springs, Georgia. And he actually built a barbecue pit on top of the mountain, which is now part of the state park, Roosevelt State Park. And you can go up there and sit and watch the sunset. It's one of the most beautiful places. I've been on Bannock Mountain in Maine. Been up there at the top, where they have this hole that's bored in the granite, where they used to put, during the Revolutionary War, a wooden shaft with a reflector lamp to signal the ships that could see that light an hour and a half away on the Atlantic Ocean. They would put it up to steer the ships in, and then they would take it down, trying to avoid the British. And I've stood there on that mountain, and I've watched the sun go down. I got to experience watching some of the fireworks up there on that mountain. Just beautiful. But I'm here on flatland in Florida. I can remember that, and it brought joy and happiness in the moment, but that moment has passed. But this, folks, are you following him here? This doesn't pass. It's the joy of the Lord. It's the goodness of, when we root our hearts in His Word, in His law, when we focus on Him and not on ourselves, what does that produce? Happiness. Happiness. Ashrei. That unbelievable emotion. Yes. That emotion that actually is not temporary, but is something that endures. I have been with many people over the years that have passed away in my presence. And I've had people, I've talked to people. I talked to Aunt Carolyn the day before she passed. I was in her room with her, and we were talking, and I said, Aunt Carolyn, it's okay. You can go on to Jesus. And she said, I know, Todd. I know. I know that the moment my heart stops, I'll be with my precious Lord. She had the joy of the Lord, and here she was at the very end of life. Where does that come from? She wasn't trying to gin it up because she had no energy. She was dying. Everybody in the room could sense it and knew it. I held her hand. I had prayer with her that God would bring her through the valley of the shadow of death and that she would fear no evil. She died the next day. Doris, you were there. Yeah. The joy, happiness is not rooted in the things of this world. It's rooted, Christian, in our blessed Christ and enjoying Him and enjoying His Word. I can be an invalid in a nursing home and have the happiness of Christ in my life, though my body is racked in pain or whatever that might be. I can be happy in Him. Do I hear an amen? That's the blessing. That's the blessing. I hope that you'll take time. There are others in the Psalms. That's where we say there's also a few of those in Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah uses the word Ashrei a few times. Very beautiful word. Happy. Happy. Transformed countenance. Happy. Because of what we have in our blessed Lord. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your word. What encouragement it gives to us along life's road. Sometimes we can be very discouraged. Sometimes we can be struggling. Lord, I thank you for the encouragement of your word that we will not find happiness within ourselves. The only place we will find happiness as believers in Christ is found in Christ, in His Word, Jesus Christ written, in His law, in every aspect, His precepts, His statutes. There's happiness found there. And if there is no happiness, there's a barrenness. And then this pursuit of all these things that maybe will make me happy. Lord, what a fool's errand when it's found right here in the precious Word of God and in the person of Jesus Christ our Lord. Dear Father, help us. It'll make us better and more effective witnesses in this world. If they see we look like that we hate life, then they will not be interested in anything we have to say. It'll be just empty words. But Lord, if we're loving the life that you have given to us in Christ, in spite of all the suffering we may be going through in our body, what a joy to have the light of Christ shining on our faces. Lord, I pray that that would be the case, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you and have a wonderful evening.